Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, we encourage you to please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars. We won't be doing that for you. Guys, it sounds like we're going to have some fun today.
It's
yet to be determined.
It is Thursday Fun Day.
It is a milestone episode today, gentlemen.
What number is this?
25. Episode 25.
Ooh.
Hooray!
That's like a quarter of a century.
It is.
I don't think I had a contract that went this long.
You had a contract?
You had a contract.
Oh,
who'd you sign that contract with?
Myself.
Big government?
He sold his soul.
We knew it here. The silver anniversary. Here we are.
Well, I didn't even get you guys anything.
Well, surprise.
I'm sorry.
Here's my present to you. It's a brand new box of wax.
Box of wax? Ooh,
I brought you all some cabbage.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Craig.
Cooked on my George Foreman grill.
I'm glad you cooked it at home.
Wondered what that smell was. Well, it's a big day. Why is that, gentlemen?
We're having a dance party, obviously.
Why is it a big day?
Well, besides the milestone 25, it's got to be game day, right?
The return.
Is it game day?
What is it, Derek?
It's game day. Golly.
That may be the worst use of that background that we've ever done.
Craig and his...
I'm kind of upset with that.
His buttons over there.
Craig loves to push buttons.
You may recall back on episode 17, we instituted Disney Parks password.
Oh, it was...
And I know how big of a fan the two of you were, yes, right?
This could be even more horrendous.
Well, we got some positive feedback on social media. I think a lot of you enjoyed our game night. And so we're bringing Disney Parks password back for this very special 25th episode. And since Derek won last time...
That's right.
We have allowed for Derek. He has come up with the clues, and he will be asking Craig and myself, and we're going to try to be the first to guess. What are you going to be describing?
Oh, it's a variety, like yourself on the last one. It's going to be a variety of things.
Okay.
In places.
Ooh.
I don't want to give away too much because you don't like to make it too easy on us.
I don't
us.
Like to give good clues, yeah.
Well, they were good clues to you, I think.
I was under great scrutiny last time.
You were. Deservedly so, though.
Yeah. So, Derek, you want to give us a test run here? Or
We're going to get right
into
it.
We
had a test run with yours.
Okay.
So.
Well, here we go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And I will give a clue as to kind of a more specific area to concentrate your mind, if that seems okay.
Okay.
Because I thought that was... my biggest beef about last time is that everything at Disney was incorporated and we didn't know where to go.
Oh, okay. So you're going to narrow that. That'll help me to give the answers to Matthew.
I don't know. I thought you gave pretty good answers last time.
Yeah.
Just
and then
not exact.
Right. I was in the ballpark.
Yeah. So that I think that aided me the most.
Yeah.
Okay. Aided and abetted?
Mm-hmm. Are we police officers today?
Freeze! Grim Grinning Guys undercover. Stop. All right, go ahead.
Okay, this is a snack.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we guess now?
Icy.
Goofy's Glacier.
This is going to give it away. Apple.
LeFou's Brew.
Ding, ding, ding.
I was thinking a storm. I couldn't even think of LeFou's. One of my favorites.
My last clue was pork shank.
Ooh.
Just to get you close to the... That's
See, I don't think
not even
a,
there anymore.
We don't need a category.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, it's up to Derek. I'm sorry. It's up to Craig.
Yes, I need categories.
Okay.
Okay.
What about you whisper the category to me and just don't tell Matthew?
I already told Matthew I was going to just tell you the answers anyway.
All right, so Matthew's 1-0.
1-0. All right. This is an attraction.
Ooh, attraction.
Yeah.
Do we need to say something real quick about Goofy's Glacier? I mean, about Buffy's Brew? I mean, did we do that last time? Or
it's just an we're just talking about apple-y, marshmallowy goodness.
Why don't you go ahead with a verbal tribute
to the greatness?
Yeah, to the greatness that
it is. It is awesome. It's delectable. When you taste the apple, a little bit of the marshmallowy. It's it's really good.
It's really good. Delectable.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay. Number two.
And what'd I say? An attraction?
An attraction.
I tell you what, Craig, I'll close my eyes to make it easier for you.
Attraction, that mean like okay. thank you. Remember I have the mute button over here so I can catch you.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's right. Okay. An attraction. It's
I'm digging this music though.
Techno. Two stops.
Two stops.
Yep. Two stops. No guesses. Hospital.
Do these get harder as we go?
I didn't rank them like okay. that. Yeah. All right.
Two stops. Hospital.
One way. Ooh,
this is a good one.
Two stops. Hospital.
Yeah, let's don't go through it too fast because that way the people at home can.
One way.
They're enjoying it too and they're thinking.
But nobody's there to hear them answer
that. Two stops, hospital, one way.
TTA?
Two stops.
Okay, two stops.
Hospital.
Hospital.
One way.
One way. Attraction. Is this last one going to give it to us?
It will.
All right, I'm ready for my buzzer.
Monkey.
I'm totally lost here.
Hold on. Two stops.
Okay.
One way.
Hospital.
Hospital. It's in Animal Kingdom, and that would be.
Is.
I know it, Craig. Just go ahead and say it. I'm not going to.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to pull the carpet out from under you like Derek did. What is it?
Oh, Rafiki's Animal Planet. Animal Watch.
You're close.
Rafiki's.
How do you get there?
I don't honestly don't know.
Wildlife Express Train.
It is. That's it.
Ah!
I hate to take credit for that.
As you can tell, I'm not very good at this game.
So what was the one-way clue, though?
It only travels one way. You can only take a one-way trip.
No, you only face one way.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You face.
Evidently, we didn't get it.
You didn't. That's okay.
Wow, that was a good one.
That was
he
really good.
He likes the tougher one.
Yeah, oh, I do, good. Too, because even though I'm not very good with remembering the names of certain things. I can get in the ballpark.
I'll tell you what.
I did get it was in Animal Kingdom.
You did?
And I did.
I think that helped you.
Narrow it down, yeah.
It's a different game with your eyes closed, let me tell you.
Okay. This one should be pretty easy. It's a dining location.
Dining location.
Okay.
Yachtsman.
Hot dog.
Casey's Corner.
No. I've only got
Lunching
two,
pad.
I've only got two clues.
Lunching pad.
Two clues on this one.
Dinosaur Land, the dinosaur.
Restaurantosaurus.
Crap!
Is that what it is?
Yes!
Restaurant.
Because I was thinking hot dogosaurus, Rick.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking Josh.
Dinosaur.
I am very hot good at helping dogs. Others. I need to be on a team when I need to be on.
So
okay.
Wait, what's the score? Is it 3-0?
3-0.
Yeah, what's the score, Dotson?
This could
be over. Loser gets to host the next one.
Hey, yeah, what are we playing for? I thought we didn't establish that.
Oh, yeah.
I never got my gum from
the
last
game. By
the
way, I still owe you a pack of gum, yeah.
Derek, what would the winner get? What would you give the winner?
What would I? Probably more cabbage.
More cabbage.
It's the gift that keeps giving.
I'm glad we didn't ask you how we're going to play this game.
He probably wants us to fight. Oh, the winner gets to fight me. I can take out Dotson today. Next question.
All right, this is an attraction. Motor car.
Speedway.
Won't sink.
Motor car won't sink.
Or will not sink.
Maybe
more proper.
Next one going to give it to us?
It might give it to you, maybe.
Okay.
Gas monkey.
Gas monkey. What in the world?
I'm trying to think fast and loud. I'm trying to.
Motor car won't sink. Gas monkey. What is a gas monkey?
It's a garage.
Say that again. All the clues.
Motor car.
Motor car.
Will not sink. Gas monkey.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
No way.
No.
I'm trying to get through my mind of the parts.
Okay. I've got a boathouse. I've got to give it away.
Oh, well, you just said the boathouse. The cars you can ride there next to the boathouse.
We'll count that. Amphicars.
Amphicars. Yeah. Oh, wow. That was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
So it won't sink. Won't sink. Motor car won't sink.
And Gas Monkey built one.
Oh, that's right.
I thought you would get that from...
I couldn't think of Amphicar, though. All right, so I actually got a point for that.
You did. We're going to give you that one.
Oh, y'all are kind. Good job. 3-1.
All right.
It's Disney Springs. I was clueless.
Close your eyes. Maybe you need to do some more Disney Springs for me.
All right. Let's go entertainment.
Okay.
Theater.
AMC Dine-In Theater. At Disney Springs.
Projection.
Oh.
Circle of Life.
The Star Wars.
Cinema.
The nighttime.
Nighttime.
Nighttime Star Wars. What is that?
Right Park. You're in the right park.
Disney Movie Magic.
Oh, we got you. You do that to yourself. You talk too much, Craig.
Matthew needs to close his eyes again.
Craig just fills in additional verbal clues.
He does.
I'm helping everybody at home.
I opened an eye that time.
I'm a team player. All right, so it's 4-1.
I think Derek's are more difficult than mine were.
4-1 bad guys.
Well, it's always more difficult when you don't make them.
Well, that's true. 4-1 bad guys.
Yep.
4-1 bad guys.
I am the dark side.
We're going to go with a location.
Mm-hmm. A location.
Property. Complex. Ooh. Competition.
ESPN Wide World of Sports.
That's right.
Yes! Sorry, Craig.
I was still trying to take the clues in.
You're going to have to mute me. Craig loves Disney Password.
Yeah, this is my favorite game.
This is
ever.
Okay. This is an attraction.
What is the score now? 5-1?
4-1?
5-1. But who's counting?
All right, how much does this count, Derek?
This will be worth 4 points.
Oh, man. It's a big one.
But only for Craig.
Okay. Deal.
Okay. This is an attraction. Elevated. Futuristic.
TTC?
I know what it is.
Two loops.
Wait, maybe I don't. Two loops.
Space Mountain.
Elevated. Futuristic. Two loops.
People Mover?
Open Door.
Oh. Oh.
Watch your head.
What could it be?
Monorail?
Monorail, you got it.
Oh, right out from under me.
I bet I did.
Oh, so it's 5-5 now.
5-5. It's crazy how these games work out.
Now be careful. Those monorails, those doors will come open.
Por favor. That's what I said. Open door.
Love is an open door.
Okay, let's get some restaurants out of the way here. Restaurant.
Uh-oh. Restaurantosaurus.
We've already done that.
Quick service. Land.
Sunshine Seasons.
How did he do that?
He's good.
How did he do that?
It's in the land.
He invented this game.
It is in the land. French toast bread pudding was my next
game. Oh, man. Craig, you've got to try the French toast bread pudding.
This is like playing against Pat Sajak for Wheel of Fortune.
I didn't create the game.
I don't think Pat Sajak did.
But he's done it for 40 years.
Well, that's true.
You think he would win a game of Wheel of Fortune?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
It's a lot of chance.
I would like to see him versus Vanna.
In a death match.
Derek, stop with all the violence. It's just a friendly game. These are all friendly discussions and debate. We're not...
Okay.
Oh, goodness. It all turns to violence.
Always. All right. Speaking of violence, what is it? 5-5?
6-5.
6-5. You're taking the lead again. Imagine that.
Okay, let's go shopping this time.
All right.
Oh, great.
I've got a chance.
Heat.
I can feel it coming.
Glass.
Oh.
Artists.
The glass blower?
Is there a specific name for that?
It does. It does have a specific name.
Isn't that in France?
No.
No.
It's on Main Street, isn't it?
On Main Street.
Confectionery?
No.
It's in the, it's right next to it.
It is?
I have no idea what the name of it is.
Heat. Glass.
Artist.
Glass Blowing Studio?
The Disaster Artist.
Let me think.
The Glass Blower Incorporated.
I mean, who said the? Who, you said Glass Blower first, right?
I don't know. I think
I
Craig
said Glass Blowing Studio.
Craig got it.
Crystal Arts is the
Crystal
name.
Arts
that nobody knows the name of, really. Obviously,
I'd love to play a game of Crystal Darts. Wouldn't you?
That doesn't even sound fun. Sounds dangerous.
Congratulations, Craig. It's now 6-6.
I am 6-6. Tearing you up, Dotson.
Courtesy of your 4-point question.
Okay.
All right.
This is, we're going back to dining.
Okay.
Grand.
Narcosi.
Matthew's Home.
Artist Point.
Grand Matthew's Home.
The slippery.
This is going to give it away.
I'm dead.
Grand?
Grand.
Wait.
Matthew's Home.
Oh, Whispering Canyon?
Whispering Canyon. He got it.
Grand. What is. Oh, Grand Canyon. Wow, that was.
I took the lead.
The final clue was ketchup.
Take that, Dotson.
See, I was thinking grand is in like, oh,
at least
grand.
I didn't say Whispering Pines.
It's nice. It's big. Whispering Pines Retirement Home. Whispering Canyon Cafe.
So the score is now 7-6.
Craig's taking the lead.
Okay, and I have 4 remaining.
Uh-oh.
And the people at home cannot wait.
Three of them. Okay,
they're waiting with bated breath.
I mean, for it to be over.
Yeah. We just hope they're not holding their breath.
Yes, don't do that.
Okay.
I hope they're also not shedding their eyes if they're driving and listening to this.
Yeah, that's true.
This is another entertainment one. Dream.
PhilharMagic.
Defeat.
Phantasmic.
Phantasmic.
Oh, man. See? You're better at this than I am.
I'm heating up.
All right.
So he's up 8-6.
The last 3 are attractions.
Okay.
I'm attracted to these things.
Okay. Fly.
Peter Pan.
Dumbo.
Peter Pan.
Oh. Well.
Dust and Tink were my next clues.
I think Craig's won, but let's go ahead.
No, we can.
Oh, how many points is this worth?
What's the score?
He's up 9-6.
9-6, but if we take out the 4-pointer and just give me one.
No, we're not taking out the 4-pointer.
Hey, we can't make the rules up as we go.
Is this a 3-pointer?
Let's make it a 3-pointer.
Okay, 3-pointer.
Okay. All right. Time. Travel.
Spaceship Earth.
Time.
Time. Travel. Space Mountain.
TTA?
How does it fit?
What? Is that a clue?
It is.
How does it fit?
Carousel of Progress?
Ellen's.
Time. Travel.
Ellen's.
How does it fit?
I don't know. I don't know how it fits, Derek.
How does it feel?
It's a question I have every time.
Oh, it's a question you have.
Well, I think anybody who should have this question.
A time?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Time, travel, how does it fit?
I'm
Iguanodon.
Oh, dinosaur.
Yep.
Golly.
How does what fit? The dinosaur in the car?
Yeah, how do you get it back?
Oh.
That's a good question.
Derek, this is challenging.
Derek is the master of this game.
Time travel, though. Time and travel.
I was thinking they were two separate, whatever.
I was going everywhere, but I wasn't thinking.
So it's time for the last one.
All right, so we're all tied up.
Winner takes all.
Winner takes all.
Oh,
not that we worked this out or anything.
We didn't.
Make it yet. Winding Way.
Is this a tough one? Is it going to be really hard?
Winding Way?
Yeah. It could be. I don't know.
Okay.
It's not tough to me, but I know what it is.
Winding
Way.
What did you say what this is?
It's attraction. Winding Way. Adult Needed. Adult needed.
The railroad.
Expedition Everest.
Winding Way. Adult needed. But not always.
Tomorrowland Speedway.
That's it.
Tomorrowland Speedway.
Winding? Where did winding?
It just winds around, I guess.
It's a winding
That's
way.
Good.
My last one was safe work environment.
See, Derek's clues are just like mine. He's just random thoughts he has about this. Like me saying knees for Space Mountain.
That is awesome, though.
How does it fit?
I would say that's probably not the greatest work environment.
Let's do one more for 2 points.
Okay. Let me...
Cause
this is going to work out well.
Carbon monoxide?
I've hosted one, and Derek's hosted one.
Black lung?
So Craig probably needs to host one.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
You wanted to do this one.
It's a ride.
you go fast.
You sit down. They strap you in.
Okay.
This one's worth 2 points. I'm up 10-9.
I'm nervous. Wait. What's the winner get again?
Some new cabbage.
Some more gum.
More gum. Okay, this is not going to be that hard a one.
Oh, okay. Man. The easy ones get me.
Where's the buzzer?
Projection. Again, with projection.
Oh, no. I won't get this.
Lifelike. Sort of.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
That was lifelike, because it was lifelike. Alive.
Yeah.
Projection. Lifelike.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That does fit both of those, I think. Park icon.
Park icon.
Park icon.
The Chinese theater. The spaceship
90%
Earth.
90% air.
Spaceship Earth?
90% air.
90% air?
Projections lifelike. 90% air.
It looks easy to climb. That's my random clue.
So, oh, it's
Tree of Life.
Oh, is that it?
That's
well, Greg, you've done it.
If you would have said oil rig, I might have got it.
Oil rig.
Ooh, yeah, that was good. Man, I think personally, Derek's were more...
Derek has become...
difficult than mine.
He may be the one that runs this show from now on. Those are tough.
Good.
Yeah, where'd you go to college? The difficult school of technology?
His questions were the best, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Craig
Safe
Shelton.
Work environment? No, thank you. Oh, please, no. Thank you.
That'll have to be mandatory, is it? Some anecdotal.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Safe work environment? That was good.
I didn't even get to that one.
Congratulations.
How does it fit?
You know what? Now I'm the only one that hasn't won a round of passwords.
And this was a game you came up with.
I know. Like Pat Sajak. I mean, well, congratulations to Craig. It looks like the next time we play Password, you'll be the host.
So did I get the gum?
You get the gum.
Okay. Does that come from you to Derek? Now Derek to me?
Yep.
If that's how we'll Derek just pass it along. Good ones, Derek.
That was fun.
And it's also Derek's turn to provide the question for Grim.
Grinning Greatness.
So, Derek, what is your Grim Grinning Greatness question today?
Okay, mine is getting out of the parks and gets into something that...
Get out of here!
Gets more into how... I love this music. How do we keep ourselves in the Disney mood away from the park? So mine gets into, and I love music. My question is, what is your favorite Disney soundtrack?
Oh,
it's not strictly the movie. This is strictly music.
Wow. So it could be any Disney movie, animated, live action.
Any of them.
All right.
Preferably animated, but it doesn't have to be. Because there's some good live action that has some decent music to it. And since I asked, I get to go. And mine's pretty easy. I thought about this a lot, and I kept going back and forth. I really like the mid-90s Disney movies, but I wound up not going with one of those. I don't even know when this one came out. But
so what'd you go with?
Because I decided to go with Phil Collins and the Tarzan soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I think it was 99 or 2000, right around there.
I really enjoy.
And you got to sing a song from whatever you choose.
That sounds just like Phil Collins. So
I'm going with the Tarzan soundtrack. Not so much a great movie, but I think it's got a very good soundtrack.
All right, who's next? You or me?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I'm going to say Charlie the Lonesome Cougar, 1967 classic.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Was that the one you were going to say, Craig?
Yeah, I'm killing something else now.
I know our good friend Brad is a fan of Charlie the Lonesome Cougar. No. No, I'm going to say Aladdin. When I think of Disney soundtrack, Disney music, I think of Aladdin as really the pinnacle. Friend Like Me, Prince Ali, Arabian Nights. What else do you have from them? A Whole New World. Just a lot of great, iconic songs that stand out to me from that film. It's one of my favorite Disney movies as well. So I'm going to say Aladdin.
I like that pick.
That was a really good pick. I was thinking Aladdin or Little Mermaid, but I'm going to go way out there. And this probably is. I was really bouncing back between two, and you're going to be maybe surprised about both these. Then again, you may not. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang or Mary Poppins, and I think I'm going to go with Mary Poppins.
I like it. Very good. Great, that is a great soundtrack. Answer.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is really, I mean, it's got those songs just stick with you. But yeah. But Mary Poppins, I think, had all those songs stick with you. So
I've never seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I haven't either.
It's good. So, yeah, Mary Poppins.
Burton Guster.
That's a...
Craig.
I think that answer is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, Craig.
How's it going to fit?
You've got to ask yourself these things.
Safe working environment? Well, good question, Derek. That's a great,
man, good great episode.
Grim Grinning Greatness question. Yeah, good episode.
If I do say so myself.
Fun. Good job hosting.
We'll let the listeners decide that.
Yeah. Yeah. Chime in. Give us your thoughts on game night once again from the graveyard. Happy 25th, guys.
25th. Congratulations, guys. Hope another 25 is down the road. Hope another 255 are down the road.
That's a good random number. Thanks, as always, for listening. Do share us with your friends, neighbors, and coworkers. And as you leave, be sure to...
Beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.